Welcome back to Internet Frenzy. What's good?
What's good? Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Gen Con weekend. Well, we back for another episode. Let's jump right into it, shall we?
We shall.
All right. Last week was the youth sports chaos. I can't remember what we titled that one. Who cares? Youth sports are gnarly. Parents are nuts.
Good. Yeah, that was wild.
First, we had my story that was about the homie that missed the call or didn't miss the call on first, and it canceled a whole tournament because of the chaos. Remember?
Yeah.
Very competitive, and he was like in his fresh press, brand new shirt. Sucks to suck, but that seemed like a real story.
I thought it seemed fake.
Oh, well, honky. Next, we had the situation where the sister was missing her niece and nephew's game.
That was a good story. Good job, Mari.
It's just the travel. That's tough. Seemed legit. I don't think that was fake.
I don't think it was fake either. That was a good one.
Next one was the sorry dad that just shattered his six-year-old's world.
Oh,
sorry, buddy. You just suck at baseball.
That one crushed me.
It's true. But he learned. The dad learned.
Yep.
He's a good dude.
It's all right.
He learned. If he makes that mistake with another kid, then he's in trouble. And then the last one was Coach Steve.
Yeah.
Psycho. Going ballistic over the missed call.
Followed him out into the parking lot.
Followed him to
the gas station.
Bought him a polar pop. I mean, could be real. Sounded really similar to my real story. I don't know.
Well, you might be right there.
Right that it's real, right that it's fake.
No. What's the one where you use ChatGPT?
That's fake.
Oh, that was me.
Oh, you had the fake
one. The fake.
That's so crazy. Oh, nope, I knew it.
I'm just a crazy girl. She's going like on ChatGPT.
Wow.
I'm just a girl, but I'm not like all the girls.
Yeah.
I could have said that better.
Girls are not boys.
Girls are not shitty anymore, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, we put We're that on in the past.
Better. Topics this week.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
I could probably do women can be shitty too for every episode.
True. And I think mine actually is a little bit that.
Ghosts of social media past.
So kind of explain that for our listeners.
Well, let's start out by it's October. It's spooky season.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we're going Halloween theme.
Of course.
And the first Halloween theme pod is going to be ghosts of social media past, meaning sometimes the ghosts of the past sneak up on you on social media. Ooh. Or other online platforms, whatever.
Yeah.
That's the way I took it.
Oh, 100%. I can't wait to give you my story.
Sounds I fake. Found one that's a little different.
So you're the fake?
No.
Oh.
You might be the fake.
Okay. Well, we'll it's see. Good. I'll be the judge.
Okay.
This post comes from Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole for breaking up with my girlfriend after finding a graphic video of her online? Last year, I, M32, went to a restaurant we used to frequent in high school with friends and saw my picture up on a wall. Picture was dated. It was from that time period. After dinner, I asked the waitress about it, and she said she didn't know and that I should check with the owner, which I did, and he was apologetic and said he would take the picture down as well as the pictures on his website. It wasn't just one picture. It was multiple ones from the same day. He owned multiple restaurants, and I was prominently pictured on the websites of most of them. So that's his little preface of the story, saying, I went to a restaurant. They had pictures of me on the wall. I thought it was weird because it was from like 14 years prior when I was in high school. So it was a bit odd, but I didn't think too much of it. Didn't seem like a big deal to me. 2 weeks ago, I was with my girlfriend, who's F29, and her sister, and the topic came up. Her sister suggested that I use an app that uses facial recognition to see if the pictures are elsewhere. And so I did. All of those pictures from the set that showed up on this guy's restaurant sites, but they were just files not being actively used anymore, which is all I cared about. And then that's where things turned upside down for me. So the site I used had a limited number of faces I could search for. And after using mine, I still had some left. So my GF sister suggested we look up her and my GF as well. My GF didn't protest and seemed curious as well. So when I looked her up, there was an explicit image that showed up as the thumbnail of a video with her and some other dude. Things instantly became awkward and I didn't say much. My GF's main concern was that her sister had seen had seen her as exposed as someone could be. So the rest of the evening was pretty awkward, tiptoeing around the topic and pretending it didn't happen. And I did the same. I didn't want to embarrass my GF or her sister any further. But it did happen, and I wasn't comfortable with it. But unfortunately, we didn't have a chance to talk about it that night. And the next morning, we had a very early morning hike planned with friends. So we didn't get the chance to talk then either. During the hike, I was thinking about it and why it was bothering me, but couldn't get my feelings figured out. After the hike, my girlfriend asked me what I thought, and I told her where I was at. And that was mostly just confusion and uneasiness. That made her upset, and she started crying on the drive back. I did try to comfort her, but I don't think I did a good job. Afterwards, we went about our day not talking about it, and that turned into a week. The entire time, I was trying to rationalize the fact that obviously she had previous partners before we got together, and that it shouldn't change anything. But unfortunately, it did. So last week, I finally decided to talk to her about it again. And during that conversation, I realized that I wasn't going to get over it. But unfortunately, it's last week, I finally decided to talk to her about it again. And during the conversation, I realized that I wasn't going to get over it. So I broke up with her.
Oh.
She started crying. So I comforted her a bit and called her sister to give her a ride back to her apartment. Get this girl out of my place. We dated for about a year and kind of knew each other for about 3 years. So our friends are asking what happened. I don't want to tell them why because that video is still online and no one in our friend group knows about it.
Oh, dang.
I don't want to out her. She's texted me a few times, but I've ignored the messages for now. At some point, I do need to respond because she has to pick her stuff up from my place. I might be wrong, but I think I handled the breakup part as well as I could. Obviously, I couldn't get over what I had seen. The reason I even ask is because her sister said I was an asshole because I didn't tell her what I was thinking in regards to the video until the breakup, and that I led her to believe everything was okay for a week. Thoughts?
Whoa.
Who posted the video?
I saw somewhere, I don't remember where it was, that she consented to posting it. So, like, she, like, knew about the video and she posted it.
Was it, like, a pornography site?
Yes.
Or, oh,
okay. Well, I don't know about that. It was, like, a, I mean, probably.
Where you can post explicit videos.
Yes, it was, like, her and her partner at the time had posted it. Okay. Like, they were comfortable with it. Maybe they were just exploring that, like, together.
Trying to make some money.
So, like... She obviously didn't think it was going to show up with the face scan thing, but it's not like she was like, oh my gosh, who filmed me? There was something that said it was a webcam recording.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So this was very...
It was planned out.
Intentional consent.
Yeah, so we can't factor that in. She knew
like,
about
she didn't
it.
Know.
She was okay with it.
Is he religious?
He doesn't say.
Okay.
And I don't know if it matters, but it's a valid question.
I just am wondering, like, if he is religious, that would give him a reason as to why he wouldn't, like, want his future wife. I don't know, doing that stuff, like, even in the past. But obviously, to him, it was a deal breaker. And I want to know why. Like, there's reasons why.
Well, the thing that's crazy is he doesn't really internalize it well. He can't really articulate why. He just knows that he's not comfortable with it.
Okay.
So I would say it's a fair point to think, like, maybe he was religious. Maybe, like, that was a big concern of his that, like, his wife, he treats, like, a monogamous relationship, like, that's his person, is, like, out there for the internet to see. And she was okay with that. Like, I could understand why that would be, like, fundamentally not okay with him.
And I will say, like, he obviously didn't know about this kind of stuff. So he had known her for 3 years prior, plus dating her for a year. He sees this, he's probably like, who the heck is this girl? Like, I didn't even know she would do something like this. It was kind of like that initial shock factor as well.
Does he know the guy?
He doesn't say.
I feel like he would say if he did. So this had to have been, like, if they've known each other for 3 years, been, like, in together for a year. Like, it must have been a long time ago. If I was in her shoes, I'd be like, oh my gosh, like, I need to get that taken down. I don't know why she, like, that wasn't, like, her first thought. If she really didn't see it as a problem, then she should have been like, oh, like, I totally forgot that that's even up there. I want that gone.
Did she give reasonings why she did that? Or, like, was there any context behind that? Did he not ask questions?
He doesn't indicate whether he asked questions or not.
That's annoying.
But if she said, I mean, like, to Marley's point, if she would have been like, oh, I did not know that was out there, I will absolutely try to get that off. Like, I completely get it if you're uncomfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, it's one thing if she's like, if they did this stuff, or like, if he knew that she, like, had that type of past, that history.
Yeah.
That's a different scenario. It seems like it shocks him. Like, he's like, oh, wow, that's freaking crazy, because if you don't if that's not like a part of your normal life, like that would be like jarring.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause she obviously hasn't asked him to do anything like right. that. Exactly. So it's like,
yeah. And she's like, she was just mortified by the fact that her sister saw her naked. Like that was like what right. he said was that she was more so sketched beautiful. Out about that. Somebody says info. Did she know there was an explicit video of her online? Was it posted with her permission? I know we kind of talked about this, but this summarizes it. OP says it was a webcam recording, so she knew it to some degree. It was recorded and posted on the website without her permission. I was wrong.
Oh, this is taking a turn.
But she, wait, it was recorded and posted on the website without her permission, but she put it online herself. It wasn't a private moment.
What?
What do we mean, OP?
That doesn't make
any sense. Hold up. We need more. Okay. Sorry, it took me like a roundabout way. It was a webcam recording, blah, blah, blah. And then the next person says, a webcam call or recording for an individual is not putting yourself on the internet. It's pretty common in long-distance relationships. She has had her trust violated and been exposed in a violating and embarrassing way. It's probably good you left, as she knows you won't stand by her when there's problems. So he says, if it's a long-distance relationship and it's posted like that way, then that's one thing. It wasn't for an individual. The guy was in the video. It was for a site for money, says OP. So she did know it was online then. It's not for some degree if you're selling it to a website. Either way, you should have talked to her at least. I did try after the hiking trip. She started crying.
If you're making money off a certain video and you're dating someone else, I don't know. If I feel like you should be telling your partner about it.
100%. Yeah, that's like weird. You should disclose that.
Yeah, I would say so.
Somebody said that you need to add this to your original post because this information is important, that it was on like a website where they make money off it.
Yeah.
That also makes sense why she wasn't like, holy shiest, I need to get that off the internet. She's like, it's
paying probably, my bills, buddy.
Probably everywhere now. Like I did that for 6 months or whatever. I feel bad for the girl a little bit, only because it's
she really
like
loves him.
And if she hasn't brought that into their relationship and they've known each other 3 years, been together for a year, that's a little sad.
That sucks.
The relationship comes to an end and it's already something that's like pretty embarrassing for her.
Right.
But I can't
talk about your social media haunting like your
yeah.
the past
ghosts of the past, baby. Yeah. That's right.
Ghosts King, of the past, baby.
King story.
King story? Does that mean like best story?
Obviously, let the people decide.
No, honey. honey.
Don't delete this.
I won't. Well, I'm deleting.
Don't. It's better.
Oh, good story, babe.
Thanks.
Not to the best story. Mine.
Fake.
Am I the asshole for clarifying via social media post that my wife's baby was the product of her illicit affairs? Advice needed.
Sheesh, I'd blast you.
My M49 wife, Cynthia, F45, got pregnant against my will after we had discussed and agreed on not having any more kids. We already have F18, M13, M8, and M4. I was scheduled for a vasectomy. She claimed she was on the pill. Did I say that right?
Yes, I'm just laughing at the... You're like...
Dude.
Sorry.
She claimed she was on the pill, but I was using condoms because I wanted to make sure nothing happened. I had my vasectomy, but she was pregnant a few weeks later. She was overjoyed, and I wasn't. I didn't want to be an old dad. She claimed the pills didn't work. I never pushed for her getting surgery because I know it's harder for women, and she said injectable contraceptives hurt her health. I checked all my condoms, and all of them had been pierced. We had a huge argument that ended with her crying. My trust has been destroyed. I assume that nothing she says is true. She also got fired when she was 3 months pregnant. I found it weird that she didn't fight it. Then she said she wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, which is exactly what I dreaded. She said morning sickness was too bad to go to work. For our entire 18 years of marriage, she has pushed to be a stay-at-home mom. We can't afford it. She gave me the silent treatment for weeks. I got suspicious thinking that perhaps she had resigned and was lying. I know it's wrong, but I got into her phone. Long story short, she had a workplace affair and she and her AP both got canned. She slept with him during her training out of state and eventually scheduled every assignment out of town to cheat with him. He is in his late 50s married. She also slept with my cousin's son, and he's a drug addict. I saw and heard messages between them. He would come to my house when I was out. I have asked the neighbor and they confirmed. My neighbor said Nelson would show up sometimes 2 days in a row when I was out. I checked my schedule and it could have been when I went to Ohio for 3 weeks. I came home on weekends, but everything seemed normal. What's worse is that Nelson calls me uncle. I let him stay over a couple of times. She also used our own kids, our two youngest, as leverage, promising that he could see them if he didn't pressure her and kept his mouth shut. So she obviously put him in some type of a stepdaddy role. She told him the pregnancy was his baby. I hate him, but I think she manipulated him because he has zero relationship with his parents or his siblings, and he kept texting her about how she was like home to him. I lost it and woke her up. She tried to claim that she was SA by both men, then said she was pressured into it because they threatened her. I confronted both men. I reached out to her ex-coworker via social media, but he blocked me after a couple of exchanged messages. Nelson did get belligerent, and it could have probably ended in a real fight if I had him in front of me. The paternity test came out as negative. I moved out and got a lawyer. I refused to be at the hospital during childbirth. It was a stillborn. I was shocked. Even if it was mine, it felt dark and strange. I offered my kids emotional support, but it didn't allow her to cry to me. I had to get a court order to get a DNA test on all of our kids. They are mine. A few weeks ago, people on Facebook started asking questions and attempting to call me out for not posting anything about the baby. I think she might have told someone that I wasn't present at childbirth because a couple people came at me. We are getting divorced, and I'm very angry that she's still trying to milk it. I told each person the truth separately, but eventually got fed up with looking like the bad guy and wrote a post saying, thank you to everyone who's reached out to insult me, but the baby was not my child as per the paternity test. I had to step away from social media because of it. Her family called me asking to take it down. They didn't know the full story, but said this is not how things get solved. I'm not deleting it. When I worked my ass off for her family, she was texting her best friend and complaining about how I'm not the shadow of my former self, how I look old and let myself go. She had been begging me not to ever tell the kids about the paternity test, but they needed to know the truth before she twisted the narrative. My daughter won't speak to her, and our second child wants to come live with me. I had a family, and despite everything, I was proud and happy, and she took it away. Am I the asshole for refusing to take my post down? Am I the asshole for refusing to show compassion? All I want is to get out of her life, and I feel like she's trying to keep me from moving on. Sorry if I don't make too much sense, but my mind is still foggy.
No, I just want to say, I feel like the internet is going to say that he's not the asshole. Like, I feel like most of the posts are going to be like, yeah, no, you're not the asshole. Like, she shouldn't have stepped out on your marriage. She brought all this on herself, blah, blah, blah. Me personally, I kind of think he's the asshole. Not because of the whole scenario, but like, you don't need to blast that on social media. All jokes aside, like, yeah. Right. You have a life to live. You, in like, as a parent, I would think that you would just be most focused on your children's well-being.
Yes.
That is a horrible move for the kids. Like, traumatizing the children. They don't understand any, like, they don't understand enough to like, to know that. They don't need to know that. And neither does every single person. Yeah. I think that the right thing for a person to do in that scenario is like, go through with the divorce. Do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. Fight for custody. Do whatever. Take care of your kids and don't be petty.
Well, and they did have like older kids. Even that post would be like probably super humiliating like for them, especially because they are on social media and I'm sure their friends all like know what's going on, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So I say in that sense, like, yeah, it definitely shouldn't be like put out there like, oh, this kid's not mine.
That's like such a complicated situation too, because in a weird way, I feel for the mom. Having a stillborn baby,
yeah.
Her husband, who she did love, even though she didn't treat him right,
yeah.
Is abandoning her. She's going to lose the affair partners and the nephew cousin. Like, what the?
Yeah,
what the?
Drug addict.
Like,
he was,
yeah.
29, by the way.
And she's how old? She was like,
she's
similar.
She's also
25. Oh, no, because they have.
She's 45.
Everyone sucks here. That's the verdict.
There you go. Okay, so question. I have a question for you. When infidelity leads to a child, is there ever a moral obligation to keep the affair private for the sake of family unity, or does transparency always take priority?
Well, and it's like, but it's also not healthy to tell the kids. And like, I feel like most people, if that were the case, there's an affair, woman gets pregnant, that relationship should probably be over. That's what I think. If you get pregnant by somebody else's kid, our relationship should probably end. Yes. But that doesn't mean that I or whoever is cheated on should go and be like, kids, hey, I know that you're 9, mm-hmm. but you, I just want you to know that mom did something bad with another person, and that's why we're divorced, and that baby's not mine. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That doesn't make any sense. It's like, they need to be old enough and needs to be like, hey, you don't really need all the context right now, but here's what you need to know. Mm-hmm. Mom and dad love each other, but it didn't work out. We're going to go our separate ways, blah, blah, blah. Like that, you don't need to go into all the details with children.
Yeah.
And I don't know
where I say the with line the younger is. Kids, definitely.
But like, how old's old enough? I don't know.
I don't know.
But didn't they say they had like an 18-year-old? And
yeah.
So like, I feel like they should know.
Yeah, they've got 18, 13, 8, and 4. So really just the 18-year-old. But guys, can we just talk about real fast? Like, she was literally trying to get pregnant so bad. She was she was also banging other guys, but her husband as well. And she was poking holes in the condoms. That's
crazy. Lady is a crazy savage. So
like, that's wild.
That would be horrifying as a man to see their spouse do that secretly and like you had no idea.
Yeah, I mean,
that would trip me out.
I've heard horror stories, so I just like,
yeah,
I blow it up, blow the condom up first and make sure it holds air, and then before I put it on.
Exposed.
Oh my gosh.
Please, I know you want another kid.
Oh my word. Do you think, honestly, truly, do you think there will ever be true healing or closure in this relationship between them?
Closure, maybe. Healing, only if they go their separate ways and they get therapy for a long time.
So, my story is from True Off My Chest. So, the title is, my dead friend posted on an Instagram story and I can't explain it.
Dead?
Dead.
And a friend.
Yeah, it's really crazy. A few days ago, something strange happened that I can't shake off. Back in college, I had a close friend, Mike. We were inseparable online, tagging each other in memes, staying up late, chatting on Facebook. But like most friendships after college, we drifted apart. A few years ago, Mike died in a car accident. Mm-hmm. It was hard to process, but we hadn't spoken in years, so I mourned quietly. Fast forward to last week. I was scrolling through Instagram stories when Mike's profile popped up. I froze. His account had been inactive since he had passed. I clicked on the story and it was just a text. Miss the old days. I stared, not sure what to think. His family didn't have access to his accounts and it disappeared as soon as I tried to refresh it. No trace, no screenshot, nothing. I don't believe in ghosts, but it felt like Mike was reaching out. It's been on my mind ever since.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, spooky season.
Super. Can you? Okay, but honestly, like, just really picture yourself, one of your really good friends, you're all on social media, and boom, you see that. And then it's gone.
I don't want to say I would die, but I would die.
That would scare the crap out of me.
Right.
But, like, I feel like people get hacked all the time.
True.
But deleted that fast.
That's definitely giving me October vibes.
Yeah, that's spooky.
That's definitely something that only happens on Friday the 13th in October.
There is an update.
Ooh.
Which is really good. Yeah. So it says, after posting about Mike's Instagram story, something else happened that I can't shake. The day after, I got a Facebook on this day memory. It was an old post from Mike from like 8 years ago that said, life's too short to lose touch. I didn't remember the post until I saw it, but now it felt like a punch in the gut. I was already thinking about him, and then that popped up out of nowhere. At first, I chalked it up to be a coincidence, but then 2 nights ago, I got a message from the Facebook account. It just said, hey, remember this? At this point, I'm thinking it's some weird hack. But when I checked, his account still hasn't been active since he died. I haven't replied yet. It could be someone messing with me, but no one else I know has mentioned anything happening on his account. And it seems too specific. Our last conversation before this, before we drifted, was about losing touch and now this. I don't believe in ghosts. It's like Mike is still out there, lingering in my social media in a way I can't explain.
Why does he have so much guilt for, like, drifting apart? Maybe he dogged him. Maybe he, like, maybe wasn't a good friend to him. And he, like, Mike was reaching out. Hey, bro, can you come pick me up from the bar? And he's like, we're not friends anymore. And then he drives drunk and dies.
Right.
It could have been his fault. And he's haunting him.
He could be haunting him. Okay. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, maybe he was really pissed about how it all ended.
You know what? Now that you say that, I'd definitely be down to haunt some of my friends that aren't very good friends.
I dare you to call one out right now. And if they're not a good friend, they're definitely not listening to the podcast anyway.
I was going to make a joke, but...
But you don't have one to give?
No. I was just... What if... God. What if Mike faked his death?
Whoa.
What if he faked it, disappeared to Belize, and then it's just logging in and being like, miss you, bro.
He could be in Bali for all we know.
Or Belize.
He seems like an Italy kind of guy, honestly.
Name a city in Italy.
Venice.
Can you name another?
Can you?
Rome.
Okay, I'll name one. Rome.
Don't lose touch with your friends. Truthfully, when you have friends that are like good friends, don't lose touch with them.
Right.
That's the moral of the story, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you don't want to have regrets. If somebody does kick the bucket unexpectedly,
yeah.
Like, take the time, reach out to your friends. It's important. Rest in peace, Mike.
This is from True Off My Chest. It says, I have a good reason to believe one of my Facebook friends murdered her husband, and I don't know what to do about it.
Oh my gosh.
Yo.
So it says, this artsy girl from my hometown married a much older guy about 2 years ago. They moved to Mexico, and within 8 months after they've been married, he went missing. They had a super loud, obvious fight that sent it ways onto Facebook. She went ghost for a few days, hugely odd for her, freaked out about how he was missing for a day or two. Then she was straight back to posting her thirst traps. He doesn't seem to have a ton of family, but I know he has a daughter, late teens, early 20s. No one seems to be looking. There's zero anything about it, except his changed profile picture to one with text on it about his age, height, name, etc. That picture came from a single post on a page about missing people in Mexico. I'm not sure to what degree an investigation occurred, if one did at all. She posted incredibly odd song lyrics about homicide. The social media behavior was off the charts sketchy, but that means nothing. The thing that really gets me, in August of last year, she stole someone's dog and had it euthanized. Really? I don't know who to tell. I don't know what to do, but I think I'm Facebook friends with a killer.
Call the cops.
Literally.
911.
Whoa. No, that's literally so scary. Because you know that show that we watch? Or you guys have seen it too. Like, is it The Murder in the 21st or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
21st
we
century?
Recommended that to you, I think.
Yeah, you did. But it's like, it's literally like that. How people literally are solving murders through stuff like that.
They solve their own murder through like their digital trail.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to hear some comments?
Yes.
Someone said, this is the correct answer, OP. In most of the cold cases for murder disappearance that later get solved to do so because of tips like this that give the police somewhere to look that they had no reason to before. It may even be able to be anonymous over the telephone, depending on what evidence you may have.
Yeah, call in an anonymous tip. Why not?
They do live in Mexico.
Oh.
That's probably why he's still missing.
Right.
Because they're probably just not big. Like, they probably just don't care as much.
Well, the Mexican government wouldn't, but I'm pretty sure the U.S. government could get involved. Like, were they U.S. citizens? They were, right?
Yeah. I don't think he was. I think they just both randomly moved to Mexico.
That's low-key. That's a real thing. People are doing that. Like, yeah. Wealthy people from the States are going and buying beach houses in Mexico.
Yes.
Retiring in Mexico.
Yeah, right.
How do you think she killed him?
She put a bullet in his head at night and then fed him to the pigs.
I've heard that works really well.
Well, if I ever disappear, you guys, now you know how it happened.
I don't know where to find pigs.
Check the pigs. I'm sure I would make the bacon taste really good.
Ew. That's nasty.
I'm never eating bacon again till tomorrow.
Then don't make jokes about killing me.
I didn't. I don't know. I feel like there were multiple ways, like in Mexico especially. Like, it could have been a hit.
Well, no, because they were arguing. People heard them yelling and fighting. And then all of a sudden he disappears.
Oh.
Dang, so she whacked him.
Yeah. Either like stabbed him or like slit his throat or something.
But she cleaned up all that blood too?
Yeah.
Well, she waited 2 days to post anything about it.
About him being missing?
Yeah, like 2 days later. Well, like the thing is 2 days later she posts that he's missing, but I don't think she went to the cops in Mexico. I think she just posted that he was missing. The weirdest thing is she posted a video or a song on her social media about killing, like homicide.
See, that to me is, that's enough where, like, if anybody's looking into the murder at, I mean, the disappearance at all, you always go to the spouse first.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So you get caught. But, like, if that's the case, she's over here like, he ran away after we were drinking one night. I haven't seen him since. Meanwhile, here's a post about, like, I killed him. He's dead. I buried him. Tell us what you think. Which one's the fake?
Oh, I have no idea who's the fake. If I had to say a guess, it was Isaiah's, because Isaiah's was good. Actually, no, it was Joe. I don't know. Crap.
I'm guessing Marley. Tune in next week and you'll find out. Cast your votes. Tune in. Thank you guys for the support. Thanks for listening to another episode. October's going to be fun. If you like spooky.
Yes.
We're going to keep it rolling with the theme, the vibes of spooky season. And then next week, we might even dabble into like a little true crime action. A little more real scary stuff. Like
real scary stuff. It's going to be good.
I like to try to go like funny, but like, I think we could do something. So thank you guys for listening. Follow us on all the socials, TikTok, Instagram,
YouTube.
Subscribe. Leave us a comment. If you listen, be our friends. Give us a rating. We love y'all. Thank you for the support. And
friends is on three. 1, 2, 3.
Ha!
Oh.
That was new.